Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Today, I'm doing a solo show, and I'm going to be talking about something that seems to be very important right now, and that is perspective, perception, and gaining focus or gaining clarity. One of the things that I think is really important for us right now, since we're in such volatile times, we're personally sometimes reactive. We are certainly ignited by what we hear on the radio, what we hear on television, what we listen to on the internet, etc. And we often don't realize that we are reacting often to things that may not be very balanced. So our perception or our perspective is very important. One of the things that I think is helpful for us to look at when we think about perspective is multifaceted. If you were to be considering something that may trigger a memory, may trigger an emotion, may trigger a past relationship, may trigger a past challenge, that perspective is going to trigger that part of your memory that is still highly reactive. So let me say, as a woman, let's say I'm experiencing something that was very powerful in my youth. So I could be reacting from the perspective of a young girl. Or if I am listening to an issue that is concerning children, then I'm going to be responding from the perspective of being a mother and a grandmother. And our perspectives are always changing. We see life through very many and varied lenses. And what we need to learn how to do is to hone our perspective to have a very clear perception. So what we perceive is not always what is there. Let me give you an example. We have our senses, our sensory perceptions, which are what we hear, what we see, what we feel, what we taste, what we know intuitively. And so with a perception, that does not mean that we have clear information. So for instance, I remember not too long ago looking at something that was quite a distance away, and it looked to me like a person standing at a distance. But the closer I got, I realized that it was actually a pile of rocks that were kind of tall. And it's interesting that perspective or perception, which was what I saw and what I saw in my mind, was not actual, was not accurate. So the more I was able to move closer to that object, my perception changed. My perspective changed. And I was able to see that it was indeed not a person at all, but that it was this group of rocks that were put in a formation. So we, throughout our entirety of our life, we have perceptions that often lack perspective. So let me go back to the fact as an art student. When I was in art school, one of the things that was a big challenge for me to draw was something with accurate perspective. Perspective is a visual way in which we measure distance, we measure shape, we measure texture, and we gain a lot of information. But we know if you don't have something drawn or painted with accurate perspective, then it looks a little bit unsettling. It looks off somehow. But we may not have the perception of understanding what is off. So the reason I wanted to have this conversation today was to really begin to look at how do all of these things, perception and perspective, influence the way we are in the moment, influence the way we think. And if they do not allow us to have focus, then we need to learn to recognize when we are simply reacting to something based on old information, old memories, old perceptions, or if we are looking at fresh, clear perspectives. As we get older, and hopefully as we mature, we begin to see things in a different light. We begin to see that caring for our environment, for instance, is not a punishment. It is not something that we must do because someone is telling us we must do it. But when we have the perspective of understanding how good it feels to be in a clean environment, how good it feels to take care of the earth, to take care of one another, to ensure that people have what they need, whether they're clothed or fed, or their basic human needs are taken care of, so that they can then have the perception of what it is that they want to focus their life and their time upon. So we often get caught in this cluttered thinking that can dilute and bring out of focus both our perception and our perspective. We don't have to look too far to see how people are very reactionary without learning all of the truth, all of the history, all of the story of what has happened in the past. As human beings, we are here to grow. We are here to learn. We are here to change. In our childhood, we may have learned that to be maybe, let me go back to a thought I had in school. When you really, really wanted to do well, let's say, on a test, but you knew you didn't have the answer, you might be tempted to cheat. You might be tempted to look over at someone else's paper or to see if you can find the real answer, because none of us want to fail. But what happens when we don't know answers, and if we just attempt to cover up the fact that we don't know the answers, then we are willing to sit with the reality that we don't know the answers, instead of saying, gee, I don't know, and maybe I should find out. So especially in this volatile time that we are in with COVID and in the election period for the United States, we are in very highly charged emotions. We are in very highly charged and sometimes inflammatory rhetoric. And we need to learn how to pull back and get perspective. From whose point of view are we listening to things? Is this from a balanced individual? Is this from an angry individual? Is this from an individual who has an agenda? From our perceptions and our abilities to learn how to hone our skills of our senses, we can begin to perceive, is what we're hearing, feeling, seeing, being aware of, is it accurate? Is it balanced? Is it true? That is where we need to give ourselves the time to reflect on whatever it is we're listening to. And as a healer and as an intuitive, so many times when I'm talking to people, when I'm meeting with people, when I'm having conversations with individuals, there is such an opportunity I see to help to allow people to refocus to reframe their perception so that they can broaden their perspective. So perspective, when you are going back to the analogy of being an artist, when you're trying to bring a focus into, let's say, a painting, you want to draw your eye to a particular area or a particular setting. This naturally, because of the way we view the world, has perspective. There is a vanishing point. There is a place where everything comes together, that everything is in balance. But we have not often been taught how to think in balance. One of the things that I like to share with individuals is to pay attention to your body. When you find yourself reacting, when your perception is being alerted, and your sensory perception is off, maybe you feel a little agitated, maybe you feel a little highly alert. What we have forgotten in our human experience now is all of our sensory perceptions are designed to help us to stop, to pause, to look, to pay attention, to gain information, and then make a choice from there. The beautiful thing about our humanity is we always have choice. There are things that we need to let people grow out of. I remember there was I won't use his name because I don't even know if this individual is still living, but he was a professor that I had in college. And he was an extraordinarily gifted artist. He was extraordinarily gifted and helped people to really blossom into creativity. And he had had a very challenging experience as a child growing up in Germany. And he grew up during the time of the war. As a child, he witnessed atrocities that you and I or any individual could have easily had that break them. But I will never forget standing side by side with him as we were making a meal for some individuals. He shared a deep, deep wound that he had witnessed as a child. And it was so touching to me that he respected me enough to share it, but that he respected me enough to know how difficult it was to change one's perspective and perception in the midst of chaos. And this man to whom I held in very high regard, I trusted him as a friend. I trusted him as someone who was someone I admired his creative capacity. And not only that, his insightfulness in life as he aged. So one of the things that I think that would be so meaningful to us all is to learn to pause, to learn to not simply react to whatever it is that is creating a perception within us, so that we can stop long enough to gain perspective. It is quite frequent that I have conversations with individuals that get triggered by things, and that can make their whole day or their whole week or their whole month miserable, because whatever it is that they have heard or they have had conversations with or things that have been brought to their attention, it brings a great deal of turmoil because there are things that are unresolved in their own life. One of the opportunities as a healer is, and I do this myself every day, it's an ongoing human struggle. By no means am I perfect in this, but I'm struggling, not struggling, I am attempting to every day to clarify my focus, to see what is really of value, what is really truthful, what is really happening under the surface. Do people have agendas that they're not honestly articulating? Do they have wounds that they have not been willing to heal, to work towards? understanding? Or are they standing in the midst of their wounds and wanting that wound to be the guiding light for their life? As human beings, we are here to learn. Every single human that has ever been born comes into life with the great capacity, if they're able-bodied and their mind is not damaged or their brain is not damaged, to learn. Even those who do have challenges can learn. And they certainly are not limited to what they are able to learn. We as human beings have the great capacity to use our minds. And our mind is this beautiful adventure and place for exploration that helps us to look at what is workable. Right now, I've talked to so many people who are in the midst of clutter clearing and really giving themselves time to look through the things that they have. Those things may be physical things. They may be objects. They may be mementos. They may be places where they have been or lived. And they have the opportunity to really look at, am I done with this? Have I used this? Have I cared for it? Is it offering me the best choices in this moment? Am I limiting myself by surrounding myself by old things, old ideas, worn out notions, and old wounds? In this time of COVID, we have certainly, most certainly, had the opportunity to go into a sense of hibernation, if you will, that we can go in and gain some perspective, that we can go in and look more thoroughly at something instead of just reacting. One of the things I really enjoy doing, and although at times I must admit I procrastinate in doing what I'm about to share, but it's cleaning out old stuff. And instead of thinking, gee, I haven't worn this in 5 years, but maybe I will, I have the perception now and the perspective of recognizing that I'm making room for more things in my life, or making room for space in my life when I get rid of things that no longer are needed, but could be of benefit, could be of value to someone else. We know we really don't own anything. We are here to be caregivers. We are here to be caretakers of everything. There is nothing that we can take with us, truly. We don't even take our body with us when we die. We take only the essence of ourselves. So, what is so important now in our time, especially in this time of election, that we elect to use and hone and enhance our own perceptions to begin to witness, what does it mean to lead? What does it mean to have the position of authority that is dignified and true? Understanding that every person on the planet has a history, and that history is unfolding, changeable, workable. But what we need to understand is dignity and an ability to work together for the betterment of all should be the paramount focus of what we're doing. Every person on this planet has been wounded. Those who have not understood how to deal with that wound, who have not been able to get out of the constant wounding, are those who are going to be most volatile. They're going to be most volatile, first and foremost, to themselves. The way they think will immediately affect their physiology. If they're angry, their body will create the chemistry that supports that anger. If they're peaceful, their body will create the chemistry to support that peacefulness. Anger can severely limit both our perception and our perspective and narrow our focus to that one single point of irritation that has yet to be removed. Just like if you had a sliver in your hand and you never removed it, you'd have a constant irritant. But the moment this little tiny sliver is removed, there is this relief of the entire body. And that removal of that sliver, whether that sliver is a grievous wound that happened to you, a trauma that happened to you, an unfortunate incident that happened to you, a historical awareness of cultural rejection or challenges. As human beings, we owe it to ourselves to begin to look at all of these things with clarity, with honesty, with peaceful minds, so that we can begin to make choices that gain focus, not gain focus to use that focus as a weapon against one another, but as a focus to broaden our perspective and to be aware of our own perceptions that may or may not be accurate. So that ultimately, the one thing that we want to be able to do, hopefully, is to participate in the betterment of all of humanity. There isn't a single person on this planet who has not had a wound of some kind, some much more severe than others. We have had our thinking can be the cause of great suffering in our world. It is up to us, truly up to us, to lead by example of integrity, so that our perception will broaden, so that we can gain focus as we move closer to something that is meaningful, rather than to judge it from a distance, where we could easily have our perceptions be out of focus and our perception be wrong. Our perspective out of focus, our perception incorrect. It's always interesting when you think you know something, and then you later realize you didn't know anything about it at all. Yet that perception could skew your perception about so many things. It is a really, really important and sacred time, I believe, when we begin to look at our own wounds so that we can see how well we have healed those wounds, how well we have been able to broaden our perspective about who we are and what is possible for us as human beings, so that we can put down the armament of our forced perceptions, meaning cultural beliefs, religious beliefs, dogmas, different things that prevent us from seeing the truth of one another. Each of us is on a very sacred journey. Each of us is on a journey to learn, to grow, to change. And then before we know it, our life will be over. But so many times our life can end long before it physically ends when we refuse to broaden our perception, when we choose to hold our perceptions tight to ourselves rather than allowing them to expand. And when we are able to, when we are able to reach a higher position of awareness, I do not mean in any way to be above anyone, but to have a broader perspective, to be able to see beyond the immediacy of our own wounds. And in the indigenous world, today is called both Columbus Day and Indigenous Day, so that we honor the truth of our past and the harm that has been caused in so many ways that most people are not aware of. It's time for us all to gain focus and to know that there are times where our focus will be slightly out of focus. And as we get closer to something, we can begin to learn in a very, very different way. It's time for us to be open. It's time for us to understand what is true leadership. We need to have a deeper understanding of what is true leadership. Leadership is dignified. Leadership is open to listening to the perceptions and the perspectives of others so that we can move together as one species on this planet, on the sacred journey of life, and truly learn to lead with dignity our own lives so that we can show new and important ways to be inclusive of everyone. This is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles and Empower Radio. Please know that you always have your own perception. Pause long enough to broaden your perspective so that you can see, is this an old wound that is being triggered? Or is this new information, perhaps, that is finally coming your way so that you can see what you have not known before? And open your heart more fully to the potential of making peace a reality in the lives of humanity so that we can finally grow as a species. Thank you all. It's Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles. Enjoy your day.